You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And this is the Watchathon of Rassilon.
Yep.
Cool. Today, we're going to be talking about the Fifth Doctor.
All of them.
All of them, played by Peter Davison. His era consists of three-ish seasons.
Three-ish?
Well, he didn't finish this season out, the last season.
All right.
One serial shy. Well, he did also have an extra serial that wasn't part of a season. So it's almost like he's got three full ones.
Yeah.
It consists of 20 serials, 69 episodes. Nice.
Nice.
That aired from January 4th, 1982 to March 16th, 1984. That's 2 years of Fifth Doctor-y goodness.
True facts!
I heard a sound I didn't understand. I heard it through my headphones and I thought it was a voice.
Are you getting a ghost through your microphone?
Yeah.
Nice. Ghost, what do you think about Doctor Who?
No.
Okay, so he lasted for 2 years. We've been watching him for about a year. Not quite. We kind of started in February or March, I think. It took us half the amount of time that it took him.
That's the magic of time travel.
We did watch the entirety of the Fifth Doctor era between the time...
Episodes of New Who?
Yeah, between The Timeless Children and Revolution of the Daleks. That's pretty crazy.
That's true. And also, that makes me feel less bad about not understanding what was happening.
In Revolution of the Daleks?
Yeah, like, they had the second TARDIS, and I didn't remember any of that stuff.
Wasn't a great episode anyway.
We already did that one.
Yeah, if you want to hear our thoughts on that, become a Patreon patron for like $3 a month, and then you get all sorts of bonus episodes. All of our thoughts on the entire last season of New Who, and I do episodes about dumb shit. I'm going back and reading all the old comics and novelizations and stuff for you uber nerds out there like me. So, do we want to dive right into this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So I've got like a sort of structure to this episode that's loosely based on our structure for our Fourth Doctor special, which got very messy because we had a very hard time figuring out what was the best Fourth Doctor episode, and it became a whole thing. Anyway, we did some predictions what we thought the Fifth Doctor era would be like.
How'd we do?
Well, let's find out.
Ooh.
I listened to it, and I wrote down our predictions, and we'll see how it went. Your first prediction was, I will want to protect this soft boy.
That seems like it was true. I will say, there was definitely like a period of this era where I was like, he's actually kind of an ass, isn't he?
So he's secretly didn't want to protect him?
What I'm saying, he's secretly more of an asshole, I think, than I realized. But then like the like last half of his stuff, he is just like constantly getting the snot kicked out of him.
It's kind of a theme of him not being able to be good at what he normally does. Or with Black Orchid and Snake Dance. Both of those, he's just like, I am flailing wildly and not succeeding very much.
This is not how this usually goes.
And there's a couple of serials that's just like, well, that ended in the worst possible way it could have. I had a prediction. We're going to have a similar tone as to the Fourth Doctor's last season, but with a Doctor that's more interested in it. I don't remember.
is the tone?
Well, that was the season where they were like sort of trying new things, but like clearly it felt like Tom Baker was not interested.
It's almost hard to say.
It was like slower paced.
It's almost hard to say with this one because like the thing that they did was like, what if the Doctor was less important?
Yeah, they kind of do that.
Instead of having a Doctor that's less interested, you have a show that's less interested in the Doctor.
I would say that it does kind of keep that. There's a sort of slightly slower tone in some episodes for sure. I feel like
What is a slower tone?
Or a slower pace, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know, like Black Orchids, they're just hanging out. And there's a lot of episodes where they're just sort of like, They go into a situation and they just sort of hang out there for a little while. I'd say even like Kenda's kind of slower, less madcap action adventure stuff, but not as much as I was expecting. So
what's the next prediction?
The rough edges will be a little more smoothed out, but not perfectly.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Sometimes I say stuff because I think I'm sounding smart. I mean, I was saying, like, they switched styles a little bit in that last season of The Fourth Doctor. And there's some rough edges. Really, the roughest edge was Tom Baker. They did fix some problems, but then they added some new problems.
They created new problems, yeah.
I don't think they fully smoothed out all of the rough edges.
Infuriatingly, it does seem like they got a handle on the Fifth Doctor.
Right at the end. Yeah.
Right at the end there.
There was, I definitely feel like, because the end of Tom Baker was so much like, let's not make this the Tom Baker show, which means let's not make this about the Doctor. But that kind of carried over into this era. So they don't let him be the Doctor for a while. And then when they finally do, it's time's up. Your next prediction was Nyssa. Tegan, gay for each other.
Not as much as I would have liked, but I'm not wrong.
You're not. Well, I believe we did like further clarify that it wasn't going to be like straight up said, but like you could read into it if you wanted to.
And I was right. They like have the same, they share a bedroom.
I think we said akin to Two and Jamie. I definitely feel like it's there. I ship it. I like Nyssa and Tegan.
You got this one. You got the next one, right?
Well, my next one was a joke, but I said, we might kill a companion this season, because I knew about Adric. I did not know that the Doctor straight up murders Chameleon.
Yup.
Kills him with the tissue compressor. The Master's weapon.
I didn't even think about that, but that's a tiny robot, isn't it?
It is a tiny robot. But it's a sad tiny robot.
Fusion of my likes.
Well, the problem is that it's dead.
You're right. I'm not a big fan of dead.
So I was doubly right on this one. More right than I expected to be. Because, again, I was just joking about Adric.
Your next thing is more low-key stories. And that feels a lot like...
my other prediction?
Your other prediction.
I had one prediction and I said it three different ways. I feel like it's true, though. I feel like there were some more low-key stories.
Well, you also made a lot more predictions than I did, it looks like.
Yours was soft boy, lesbians.
It's just manifesting my desires.
Like, those were your only two predictions. I said I'll enjoy the Five Doctors a little bit more than the first time I watched it.
And?
I think I did. I definitely knew a lot more of the things that were there.
That makes sense, yeah.
I knew who Tegan and Turlo was. There were some companions I hadn't gotten to yet that were brought back. Have we watched the Third Doctor at that point? I don't remember.
I could not tell you.
I mean, when we originally watched it, which we watched it. Well, I think you had seen it before. I don't remember. But I watched it.
Yeah, it was one of those ones that I had seen, like, in chunks. I had seen chunks and pieces of on...
Daily Motion. I saw the first time Riff Tracks, which is maybe not the most ideal way to do that, but...
The Riff Tracks was fun, though.
Riff Tracks was fun. But when I was watching the Riff Tracks, I tried to not pay attention to the plot.
What does that mean? What is happening in your brain when you are watching something and you are actively trying not to consume the plot?
I was, like, just half casually watching it, just enough to get the jokes. but not full on, like, paying attention. I don't know.
Explain yourself.
Normally when I'm watching an episode of Doctor Who, I'm, like, paying attention.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to follow the plot and know what all's going on. But for that one, I was just going with the flow, you know? Just let it happen. And it maybe didn't pick up on all the, like, intricacies of the plot, even though there aren't that many, I'd say, in the Five Doctors. But I was just having fun.
Okay.
And I was drunk the second time I watched it. Because we did a drinking game.
Oh, that was fun.
I don't know if I've actually soberly 100% watched The Five Doctors.
I don't know if you need to.
It's not really a prediction about The Fifth Doctor. It's a prediction about our own podcast.
We talked about changing the podcast. We changed it a little bit.
Yeah, and then we went right back. We were going to do a thing where you did more of the recap, and that did not work.
Got very anxious.
It didn't work out at all.
We can try it again. We did change a lot, though. Like, we changed, not like on the mic, But, like, beforehand, we changed how we go through notes and...
Yeah, my notes used to be a lot more sloppy, and I've, like, tidied it up a lot. And now you have access to it.
I have them, and...
Not that I was keeping it from you before.
No, I just, to be perfectly honest, Joe does prep for these things, and I don't. And now he lets me look off his notes. Now I cheat off him in class. Yeah, I want to do more of the recaps. I don't know what happens. I get very self-conscious. I don't know why. I'm better at just kind of like, anyway, I've got a thought. Okay.
You're the sidekick.
Yeah, sure.
You're my Andy Richter.
That's fine.
I've definitely got Conan O'Brien energy. I'm tall, goofy, and right now I have a lot of hair.
Well, one of us is Catholic, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Irish Catholic, even.
Well, we're 50-50, Conan and Andy. Or would you rather me be Jay Leno and you be Kevin Eubanks? Mm. I don't like either of them. Mm-mm. Jay Leno's not funny, and Kevin Eubanks just laughs at anything. And that's his whole persona.
That is me, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you are Conan. Maybe I'm Conan,
and you're Kevin Eubanks.
Aw. That's not even fair.
All right, last prediction, which isn't even really about the Fourth Doctor. We recorded it right before we did K-9 and Company. And I said, K-9 and Company will be bad, but fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's accurate. That's fair. It's fun, but it's not particularly good.
K-9.
It's weirdly culty. I don't...
All right.
I did not rank the companions yet.
You haven't done it.
I haven't done it.
Are you gonna give us a live one?
Maybe. Or maybe you should go first, but I will... Let's talk through who they are first.
Okay.
There are six of them. No contention on that one? There was some contention over how many canines there were last time.
Yeah, we argued about that for a long time.
I didn't include any companions that came back in the Five Doctors. I didn't include Brigadier because he did come back twice.
Yeah.
This era, but I didn't include him. Should I have included Brig? He was in the Modern Undead and the Five Doctors.
We've already ranked him, though.
Yeah. Well, we've ranked three of these people before very low because they were only in one or two serials.
Fair. Well, go ahead and tell us who they are.
Okay. In order of appearance. We start off with three, but I'm going to go by how early they showed up in The Fourth Doctor as well. Number one, we got Carryover Adric, played by Matthew Waterhouse. He's a boy.
He's a good math boy.
Who becomes an annoying prick.
And then he kills the dinosaurs. That's what you need to know.
Yeah. Then you've got a second carryover from The Fourth Doctor, Nyssa! Played by Sarah Sutton. Was she a princess? I don't remember.
She was.
Yeah, of Trakken. Her dad looks like the master. She's Tegan's girlfriend. Then we got our third carryover from the Fourth Doctor era. She was only in one Fourth Doctor serial, which is weird. Tegan Jovanka, played by Janet Fielding. She is a airline stewardess, or wants to be. She leaves the TARDIS twice, and I did not like her, and then I did.
Yeah.
Then we got bad boy Turlough. Vizsla Turlough, played by Mark Strickson. He looks like Mr. Burns, but young. Then we got barely used android, Chameleon, played by Gerald Flood mostly, but also played by Janet Fielding and whoever Perry's uncle was, and also the doctor and the master. He's played by a lot of people because he's a shape-shifting robot, only in two serials, and surprisingly, they're not side by side. And last, we have...
New companion,
who's only in two serials. Purpa Gilliam, or Perry Brown, played by Nicola Bryant.
Okay. I think it's hard to separate out Nyssa and Tegan.
Are you starting at the top? You should start at the bottom. Do you not know how? You gotta start from the bottom and work away at the... Because people aren't going to care. Like, they want to, like, who's their favorite?
All right. At the bottom, Perry.
Agreed. Because she's only in
two. She's only been in two, and it was annoying the whole time.
She had moments of goodness in her first appearance. Because she had, like, I'm Purpa Gilliam Brown, and I can be just as loud as you are. She had jokes, but I think it's because she was written as Tegan.
Right.
And then the second serial she's in, she's playing it badly.
Way too seriously. Above Perry, Adric.
Same. I feel bad putting him so low because he's...
But Chameleon's at least a robot, and I dig that.
You're just going to skip right... You don't even want to talk a little bit more about Adric?
I mean...
Or your reasonings for ranking him so low?
I ranked him so low because he's annoying. Like, especially in this era.
Right. I feel like they made him worse.
They made this weird choice to kind of make him an ass.
And he wasn't in Tom Baker's era. They made him one in this era. And like very abruptly. And like sexist.
Yeah.
Like he's all like, girls on the TARDIS, rah, which is awful and boring.
So that's why he's there.
Fair enough.
Above that is Chameleon, because even though he's in it for such a small amount of time, he's a robot. A robot companion. I dig that.
He's never bad.
No.
He's creepy looking.
Like, he gets a couple of good lines, too, like, as little as he's in it.
He screams terrifyingly.
Oh, my God. So frightening. So, yeah. So, Perry, Adric, Chameleon.
I'm agreeing with you so far, so I don't have to do my ranking yet, unless something changes.
This is rough, but I think I'm going to go Turlo next. And not because I dislike Turlo, which I kind of thought that I would. Just because I really like Tegan and Nyssa. But I ended up liking Turlo like a lot more than I thought that I would.
I liked him too. I think his arc's a little sloppy though.
That's fair. I do like that he has one is the thing.
Yeah, just it's so slow to begin with.
But like, I don't know if we've seen one like this on Doctor Who.
No, I don't think
so.
Like a
companion getting like growth. I mean, throughout a season. Like a lot of times they might, but it's like contained to a serial.
Yeah, or I mean, and like he starts off basically a low key antagonist.
Yeah, kind of the worst. He spends a lot of time being the worst.
A little too long, I feel like. Like
that might be fair.
The Black Guardian thing should not have been three serials because it felt very tacked on. And like, I think once they get past that, his character gets a bit more interesting because he's not stuck in a like spot, you know, because it's a lot of like, oh, I'm working for the Black Guardian, but I don't want to. And it's repetitious.
That over and over and over again. And it is really interesting to have a companion who has this like mysterious backstory. I would have liked to have seen that, you know,
utilized more.
Well, yes, yeah, seeded throughout the entire season or whatever. But still, even as little as they kind of play with it, still very interesting.
I agree. So now you got one and two left.
Okay, I'm going to do this and here's why. I'm going to do Nyssa next. And then...
Wait, why do you like Nyssa?
Why do I like Nyssa? Because she's Nyssa. She's great.
You talked about Turlo for 20 minutes.
I mean, Nyssa wasn't in it as long. And I've already talked about why I like her.
She's in it about as long as Turlo is.
Yeah, but like way farther away from this moment in like the last thing I watched with her in it. The last episode I watched with Nyssa in it was...
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know.
But what do you like? Give me some deets. Give me some characteristics of you're putting her second.
Yeah.
Is it just because she's Tegan's girlfriend? Science girlfriend?
Yes.
I feel like she didn't get enough to do, but she did really well with what she got.
And I'm going to put Tegan first. I'm going to put Tegan first because we did not like Tegan when she showed up. Do you remember?
I know. I didn't care for her at all.
We didn't like care for her acting. We were really, really proven wrong.
She grew on me. Yeah. Like a rash.
I mean, she gave some like really good performances.
I think her first great episode also has her defining moment for me.
What's that?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Because she gets to do something. When she's possessed by the Mara, it's so good. Like, you're like, oh shit, she can act.
She can do this. Yeah.
Plus she says dreams are private, which is fucking hilarious. I think part of the fun of Tegan is that she is kind of goofy. She's a fun companion.
Yeah.
Like, she says some cheesy, dumb shit all the time, and she generally has a good attitude about things. Sometimes she gets a little...
I mean, she has, like, a breaking point, and then she's done.
I think they did that more early on than later. But they did a lot of good stuff with her. I kind of like that, she leaves the TARDIS, but then comes back. Her exit is very good.
Yeah. It's one of the better companion exits.
Better than Adric's, which
yeah,
everybody
honestly
goes nuts about because Adric died and whatever. But like that was, I felt forced. Whereas like Tegan's exit feels earned.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it comes from her.
It comes from her, and it comes from like everything that's happening. It all culminates in that, and it makes sense. Whereas it didn't really with Adric. Adric felt just like a cheap sort of soap opery move. Like, oh, he's leaving, we got to do something. Rather than it being a natural thing.
And that moment is kind of heavy. I don't remember the specifics, but I remember there's just like this moment where like everything's super messed up. And that's when she's like, oh, hey, this is bad, actually, and I shouldn't keep doing it.
I also think like Tegan is there for nearly the entirety
yeah.
of the Fifth Doctor she's not in one serial. She's technically in the last one because of the, you know, when he's regenerating.
Oh, yeah.
But so kind of she's not in two, but she's in most of it. So I feel like that alone, like, attaches you to her almost. And again, when we said this in the case of Androzani, I felt like the case of Androzani would have been better if it had have been Tegan.
If it had have been Tegan, yeah. I mean, so. You'd be a lot more sad, like, watching her die.
But yeah, I think I agree with your ranking. I might swap Nissa and Turlo, but I'm not sure.
You know, that might be fair. Again, I just didn't want to separate Tegan and Nissa. I wanted to keep them together.
You don't want to separate them again?
Nope. They deserve to be together.
Didn't, like... RTD made it canon, so...
In what?
One of those, like, lockdown special things. When it was, I believe it was Sarah Jane's funeral thing, where, like, everybody's coming by and stuff, and Tegan and Nissa are...
Together.
So...
Aww.
Could be wrong about what that was in, but I'm pretty sure it was something RTD wrote, so... No, wait, I'm going to leave this till after the Sweet 16, because Sweet 16 is going to refresh your memory on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Did you limit it? Cause...
No, I didn't. There's only 20, so I was like, eh, that's about a Sweet 16.
It's a Sweet 20, and it's not the same.
Yeah, but...
I'm so bad at these.
I know.
First of all, I don't remember anything.
That's what I'm here for.
So when I'm talking about, like, I like that one better, I don't know. Second of all, I don't know. I don't remember, like, the feelings that I had about it. I don't understand people who can, like, I remember all the things I was thinking and feeling when I watched this episode and all the things that happened into it. And this one's objectively better than this one. I'm just making shit up. I just want to put that out there at the top.
That's fair. That's your disclaimer.
Yeah.
I will say.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm looking at this bracket and some of these are going to be really fucking easy.
I was going to say, that being said, yeah, knowing what I know about this season, I would say we can like do like the top 10 from the bottom 10 easy.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
Up first. Oh, and we have Chris Cherry said she would
tiebreak for us.
So I haven't pinged her at all, but what else is she doing? Except sitting around waiting for us.
Looking at the election results, everybody else.
So first up, we've got Warriors of the Deep.
Which is?
Sea Devils and Silurians team up.
God, I really do not remember anything.
Everybody dies. There's the Murka, which is just a giant sea creature that a woman does karate at.
And that moment's lame, but the rest of the serial is pretty good.
No, it's all bad.
It's all bad? See, I don't remember!
The whole thing's brightly lit. It ends with the Doctor going, there should have been another way, but didn't earn a lick of it.
I have no choice but to believe you. What's the other one?
Earthshock. Those are two very similar serials, but Earthshock, I feel, is better.
Yeah, I do feel like I have to pass on Earthshock.
Earthshock is at least... somewhat competent. Warriors of the Deep was very incompetent. It was one of those. It was the one that was like rushed too. So like, okay. All right. Moving on. Earthshock.
I'm gonna Google the names as you give them to me because maybe seeing pictures will like.
I would say do it on our website so you can look at the gif.
Jar something loose. I'm so empty headed. All right. What's next?
Next up is Kinda. Whoops. Sorry. Next up is Kinda and Time Flight.
Oh shit, Kinda.
Kinda. No question, right?
Fuck Time Flight. I've never been so angry.
Right? I had a fucking headache when we finished Time Flight.
I had a full-on meltdown.
It was bad. Next up, similarly, Snake Dance and Terminus.
Snake Dance.
Yep. I like Terminus okay, but it's no Snake Dance. Snake Dance was great. See, I told you, some of these are easy. This one's going to be a little hard because neither one of them are great. The King's Demons... It was the one that introduced Chameleon. It was a medieval one. It was a two-parter. The Master jousted people and also had a sword fight with the Doctor.
I remember having fun watching this one because there was like enough weird shit going on.
What
also,
Chameleon?
I mean, Chameleon...
I don't remember the plot at all.
The character that like Chameleon is playing is having fun.
The King, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Tegan has that real good coat.
Yeah, Tegan's very cute in it.
Also... Real horses. Okay, and what's the other one?
Arc of Infinity, which had the return of Omega.
This is
it
art.
Had the chicken guy. It was the return of Tegan. Omega turns into the Doctor at the end of it.
Oh, God. And that scene's really long and weird.
That's a good scene. And then it becomes the chase becomes way too long. It's mostly boring until the fourth episode. To be honest, it's Tegan and her cousin and the Doctor and Time Lords. It's got Colin Baker in it for a little bit. Not as the Doctor, obviously, as another Time Lord who actually shoots the Doctor at one point. I feel like there's a lot more going on in Arc of Infinity than there is in King's Demons, But The King's Demons is probably more enjoyable on a whole.
Yeah, I'm tempted to say Arc of Infinity just because...
of that one weird scene?
I mean, of that one weird scene, but also I just really like Time Lord aesthetics. I really like being on Gallifrey.
I'm cool either way because I don't particularly care for either of them.
Honestly, same. I don't know. I'm going to say Arc of Infinity simply for having Time Lords.
All right. Next up, we have Planet of Fire and Earthshock. Planet of Fire is the volcano, the last episode of Turlo, where we learn his origins.
Oh, it's Planet of Fire.
Okay. Earthshock is fine. It's got Cybermen and shit. But
that's the one where the Master is tiny.
Yes, the Master is tiny.
It's moving on.
That's fair. That's fair. Planet of Fire moves on. Next up, we have Resurrection of the Daleks, which is Davros and Daleks and Desperation, and Castrovalva, the Fifth Doctor's first serial, in which everything is constructed by Adric, and there is the Master and the Doctor being, you know, all screwy and quoting previous Doctors and whatnot.
I remember liking Castrovalva a lot.
Is it better than Resurrection of the Daleks?
Here's the thing, I don't remember Resurrection of the Daleks a lot.
We just watched that one.
I know.
It's the only Dalek serial. Everybody dies. Tegan leaves. It's very sad. All of the side characters are pretty good. There's Lytton. There's Davros. It's the one where the Doctor's going to kill Davros. Puts a gun to his head.
That makes me sad because I do like Castrovalva. I like a lot. There are a lot of one-liners in Castrovalva that I really like.
I'd say Castrovalva is more fun.
Yeah, but this might...
Resurrection's good.
I'd say Resurrection has more moments that, like, I don't know, like moments that feel like really impactful. So you want to pass that one on?
Yeah, I think so. Resurrection.
Okay.
Next up, we have Four to Doomsday. Well, you don't even have to look this up.
Okay.
Because it's up against Kenda. Four to Doomsday is the one where Adric's a red pill.
Oh, shit, yeah.
All those people are kidnapping, I don't know, different cultures and stuff. And there's the only really good thing is the sassy Greek guy who's also a robot and he slides his face up. Bygone was his name. Do you remember that?
I remember it looked bad.
Yeah, it looked bad, but he was great. He was a very sassy dude from the past.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know what's going to beat Kenda, to be honest.
I know what'll beat Kenda.
Oh, okay.
Snake Dance would beat Kenda. All right, next up. This one seems hard, but it's not. Enlightenment and Black Orchid.
Black Orchid.
Really?
Yeah.
Disagree. Are you forgetting how shitty the second episode of Black Orchid is?
Okay, but I really enjoyed the first episode, whereas I remember, like, being bored for parts of Enlightenment.
Oh, I loved Enlightenment.
Oh, okay.
Enlightenment's the pirate ships, and...
Here's the problem. I don't like the last episode of Enlightenment, but the rest of it's really good. And the same is true for Black Orchid. But Black Orchid is, like, fewer episodes, so half of, well...
Here's the thing. I'd say the ending of Black Orchid is way worse than the ending of Enlightenment. Enlightenment's ending is just okay.
Kind of cheesy. Here's the thing is that, like, I really liked that first episode of Black Orchid, so I was, like, waiting to hear Black Orchid so I could pass it on.
You don't want to... I'd still say Enlightenment.
But I kind of forgot that... When you said Enlightenment, the first thing that I remembered was, like, the ending of it. I forgot it was the one with, like, the flying ships.
And the, like, pirate woman who's like, ha, 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 ha. And the creepy guy who's obsessed with Tegan.
I forgot how hot she was, too. The pirate woman was very hot. Okay, you've convinced me.
Piloting the ship all dramatically. I love Enlightenment.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. You're right. It's Enlightenment.
I know. I loved the first episode of Black Orchid so much. Hated the second one.
The thing is, yeah, you're not wrong. The second episode of Black Orchid is terrible.
Infuriatingly bad. Whereas when, like, the sort of disappointing ending of Enlightenment is just like, that's not exactly what I hoped, but it's not terrible.
We're still at Space Pirates.
I wasn't like, what the fuck are you doing? Like I was with Black Orchid. Okay. Next up we have The Awakening, which is the two-parter with the stone wall, the malice.
Oh, shit.
The big face in the wall.
Okay. I liked this one a lot.
I liked it a lot, too. It had the guy that everyone's like, why wasn't he a companion? The kid, Will Turner, I think was his name. No, wait. That might be from Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know. You know who I'm talking about. The little...
Yeah.
What's up, governor? I'm just a little boy from the past.
And it's got that goo boy.
Yeah, it's got the goo monster. All right, so The Awakening and Snake Dance.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
Snake Dance
no.
was the second of the Mara episodes. Had that guy and his wonderful outfits, the earring and the sun thing, and it's just expanding the mythology of the Mara. It's got the guy with the five faces, and the doctor points out that his is the fifth face. I believe that's what it was. Oh, it's very good.
Macaulay Culkin in that good outfit.
Macaulay Culkin.
I'm looking at the juice. Tell me that's not true.
It's true. It's true. I like The Awakening, but I like Snake Dance so much more.
I'm sad about it, but okay.
Snake Dance?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm bullying you a little bit.
A little bit.
I don't care. I like Snake Dance. Next up, we have Frontios. Turlo goes catatonic and it's freaking out about pill bugs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And there's also a hilarious running gag with the doctor's hat stand.
And what's the other one?
The other one is the five doctors.
Oh, Frontios.
I actually agree. I like the five doctors. It's fun.
The five doctors is fun, but like that moment for Turlo where he like has this like character arc is great. And the hat stand joke, like, we could pass it on for the hat stand joke alone.
That's fair. I'll give it to Frontios. Next up, we have The Visitation. It's the medievalish one with the very sparkly looking robot that dresses up like the Grim Reaper occasionally.
Yeah.
Also has the pterolyptals, which is possibly the worst costume design.
And the robot, which is the best.
It has the guy who is very excited to see them. I don't remember. He's just very theatrical. I don't remember his name.
It's got Nyssa with some sweet headphones.
Yes. She vibrates the robot to death with sound. There's like a plague going on and he's very happy to see people. And he just says everything very flowery. I love that character. But it's up against Arc of Infinity.
And also, I'm looking at the GIFs and it has the monsters telling Tegan, "You are being a very stupid woman." And Tegan saying, "That isn't a very original observation." Oh, no.
I remember liking The Visitation. Tegan. It also had the death of the sonic screwdriver. I think it's better than Arc of Infinity. I didn't particularly care for Arc of Infinity.
No, that's fair. I mean, really, we had a hard time choosing between it and the last round, and we only because it had Time Lords, and I like Time Lords, so yeah.
Visitation moves on. Next, we have The Caves of Androzani, which you should remember, we just watched it.
I remember pretty well.
And Modern Undead.
I don't remember very well.
That's the one with two brigadiers, past and present. It's the one with the spaghetti brain guy.
Please don't touch yourself.
Yeah, the brig touches himself.
Oh, yeah.
Spaghetti brain guy pretending to be the doctor.
Why does the spaghetti move?
Everyone's being rude to that one kid.
For no reason.
Specifically the brig. The brig's being a dick.
And it does have the Black Guardian and that good bird hat. I feel like caves. And I feel like I'm going to say caves because Modern Undead did have that, like, Turlo spending the whole time being like, "Kill the doctor." "No, I won't." "Okay, but kill the doctor." "No, I won't."
Mm. Oh, that was the one that was also, that's the one that introduced Turlo.
Started to get repetitive there. It might just be because I saw caves more recently, but I feel like caves.
I'll go with that. I did like
Modern Undead. Oh, no, but I'm looking at this gif set of Nyssa and Tegan, and they are very cute.
They're always very cute. But yeah, caves is very well written. They're both good, though.
They are both good.
Moving on. We have Planet of Fire and Resurrection of the Daleks.
Here's the thing. The Master gets very small in Planet of Fire. He gets real small.
The Doctor points a gun at Davros.
He gets real small.
All right, I'll pass on Planet of Fire.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
Now I feel bad.
For knocking out Resurrection of the Daleks?
I mean, it's a very good episode.
It is a very good episode. Planet of Fire has a tiny master.
I feel like you've called my bluff.
No, I mean, I'm willing to move on Planet of Fire.
Like, why do you feel in your gut is the right call?
See, here's the thing. I like Resurrection of the Daleks, but it's so heavy. But Planet of Fire has some, like, good stuff, and it's not quite as heavy. I mean, maybe not quite as good, but it's also, I would watch it.
Like, more fun.
Yeah.
You want to call Christine?
Oh, sure. I forgot that was an option. I know what she's going to say, though.
She's going to say Resurrection?
Probably. We'll see.
Hello?
Hi, I'd like to order a pizza.
Oh, where are you located?
Georgia.
Oh, we don't deliver that far. I'm so sorry. It's outside of our delivery radius.
Okay, well, while I've got you on the phone, would you like solve a dilemma for me?
What's your dilemma?
My wife and I are discussing which is a better Fifth Doctor serial.
I didn't realize that was happening.
Yeah. That's why I'm informing you. It's between these two at the moment. This is not the we're doing a whole bracket thing. I'm sure you know.
Yeah, no, I've done this before.
Oh, really? I didn't know pizza people did that. Okay, so we've got Planet of Fire.
Okay.
Versus Resurrection of the Daleks.
That's tough. I am a fan of Planet of Fire. I like a lot of the things that Planet of Fire is doing. And, like, I don't like Eric Sayward. But I think Resurrection of the Daleks is good. I kind of think Resurrection of the Daleks.
Tony would like to remind you, Tiny Master.
The Master gets...
Tiny Master.
Real small in it.
Did you change your mind solely because of Tiny Master?
I did forget about Tiny Master.
This is the dilemma. Resurrection of the Daleks is really good, but no one gets real small in it.
No one gets real small in it. I don't know. Like, the thing is, I like them both about the same. I think, like, while Resurrection's a little more polished, Planet's a little more enjoyable.
That's exactly what I said. I feel the exact same way you do.
Ask me again.
Planet of Fire or Resurrection of the Daleks?
Resurrection of the Daleks.
Damn.
All right. We'll go with your judgment.
All right. Cool. Can't wait to hear from you again.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
So Resurrection moves on.
I'm glad that it was hard in the exact same ways.
Yeah. She knows what those two are about. So next up, we have Kinda versus Enlightenment.
Oh, Kinda.
Really?
I hate when you say really.
Oh, I just really like Enlightenment. Kinda's really good too, though. Now, if it was up against Snake Dance, it'd be tougher for me.
I think I like Kinda more than Snake Dance.
I like Snake Dance better than Kinda.
To be honest, I would have to watch them both again to really
Snake
say.
Snake Dance has the Macaulay Culkin boy. It has Tegan being traumatized, also reprising the Mara and doing the, like, mirror things. Kinda is the one, has Adric, doesn't have Nyssa because they didn't want to write her into the episode. It has the guy who's like freaking out and wants his mummy.
I mean, the thing that when I think about Kinda is I just think about Tegan's acting in it.
Also has a really cheesy snake at the end.
That is a point in its favor.
Here's the thing, though. You think of Tegan's acting in it, but she does it way more in Snake Dance than she does in Kinda.
That's true. But we're not talking about Snake Dance.
All right, no. We're talking about Kinda and Enlightenment. We're
talking about Kinda and Enlightenment.
I just really like Enlightenment. I think it's so good. I think those guys are creepy. Guy that's, like, obsessed with Tegan because she's not like other girls. It's written and directed by women and you can tell.
All right. You've convinced me. We'll pass on Enlightenment.
Yeah. I'm bullying you a little bit on that one. But again, if it was up against Snake Dance, it'd be harder.
No, I think it's fair. I think it's the right call.
Next up, we have Snake Dance versus Frontios.
Snake Dance, I guess, since you've been selling it so hard.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm bullying this one a lot.
A lot. I think you want Snake Dance to win.
I didn't bully you enough last time when we picked the Sunmakers, and I feel like that was maybe a wrong call.
No.
All right, fine. Anyway, Snake Dance is moving on. Next up, we have The Visitation versus The Caves of Androzani.
I know I just looked both of these up.
Yeah, you did. Visitation, Shiny Robot, Terraliptals, Caves of Androzani is the last Fist Doctor serial with Jack and all that.
Caves.
We're getting down to, like, the final four now. Resurrection of the Daleks versus Enlightenment.
Here's the thing. You've super sold me on Enlightenment now. So, Enlightenment.
Cool! Then we have, I agree with you, by the way, Snake Dance versus the Caves of Androzani.
Snake Dance, but I still really like Caves.
Same. Caves is also just a lot of direness, and also, I don't super care for Perry in it.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's really solid. So, now we have Snake Dance versus Enlightenment.
This
was going to happen, and now I don't know.
This is what you wanted all along.
It isn't what I wanted all along, but I'm a little happy.
I've almost, like, not voted for Enlightenment a bunch of times, and now I'm tempted to say Enlightenment.
What does that mean? I think this is a good top two.
I kind of forgot how good Enlightenment was. Like, the very first time that it came up, I was only remembering, like, the Black Guardian stuff, the Guardian stuff, which is the least interesting shit.
Yeah,
of
the rest of the series. Well, I mean, forgot. That was a tacked on ending, really. Like, yeah. It wasn't the original ending, and you can kind of tell, but the rest of it's so good.
I forgot about the creepy dude. Yeah, I forgot how much of it was just about, like, shitty men. Like, and thinking about all that makes me want to have it win.
Yeah.
Are we calling Christine back?
Here's the thing. I think I agree with you, but we should call Chris anyway.
Yeah.
I want to see what her opinion is, but I'm with you. I think it's Enlightenment.
Okay. Let's see.
God, that went so much smoother than the Fourth Doctor.
Yeah, I let you push me around.
Hello, Domino's Pizza.
Do you sell burgers, too?
You know, we don't, but we do sell sandwiches.
Oh, do you deliver sandwiches to Georgia?
Oh, that's just outside our delivery radius.
All right. Well, we don't actually need your help on this one. This Doctor Who, it's the Doctor Who people again.
Oh, hi. How are you?
You know, we're doing all right. We actually
have a podcast.
Yeah, it's called the Watchathon of Rassilon.
Oh, I'll listen to that maybe.
I mean, if you want a guest on it, we're not like real discerning.
I'm doing a lot of shifts here.
Well, fine. You're on it anyway. I don't know if you know this. You're being recorded.
Oh, that's a good thing that you should tell a person. You know, when you call them while you're recording a podcast.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure I put in an order way earlier today saying it was gonna happen, but our Domino's delivery person is forgetful. This is a weird metaphor. Anyway, we figured out which one's the winner, but we want to see what your opinion is. We're not going to tell you what we chose.
But you're going to give me two options.
Yes. Our final two. Enlightenment, Snake Dance.
I mean, I know which one I would pick.
Which one would you pick?
Do you want to know what that is?
Yes.
I would pick Enlightenment because Enlightenment's the best Fifth Doctor serial.
That's what we chose.
It's official.
It's official.
Yeah, no, it's really, there's no contest. I like Snake Dance, though. Snake Dance is very good. It's a worthy challenger.
I think those are my top two Fifth Doctor serials, so.
That's solid. All right, well, hey, Enlightenment, there you go.
Yeah, we are properly enlightened.
This is what happens when you put women in charge.
Right? I actually said that as a plus for it earlier when it was still making its way through the early brackets.
That sounds like some PC nonsense, though.
I'm all about that PC nonsense.
I have a laptop.
I have a Mac.
Also, yeah. I like PC music.
I like Peter Capaldi.
I love Peter Capaldi. This is riveting, I'm sure.
Yep. Anyway, we just wanted you to be a part of this moment, this historic moment.
This amazing moment. Enlightenment. Good.
We prove once and for all that everyone's wrong about the Caves of Androzani.
Yeah. Where did it, what kicked it out?
Actually, Snake Dance kicked it out.
That's valid.
It made it fairly far through, so. But
that's valid.
I think it was in the final four, even.
Ooh. No, but yeah, no, Enlightenment's just the best one. It's just, like, the best one.
It has a slightly weak ending, but the rest of it.
It is a slightly weak ending.
Because it almost lost early on to Black Orchid, until I argued that the ending of Black Orchid is way worse.
The ending of Black Orchid is way worse, and like the highs of Black Orchid are not quite as high. Now that would have been a travesty.
Black Orchid didn't make it past its first round, though. That's a little sad.
It's a little sad, but that's why this is a bracket and not, you know, a ranking. We talk about this all the time here at Domino's.
Thanks for helping us out, Domino's person, except for the fact that you won't give us food.
You're not in our delivery radius. I don't know what to tell you.
Can you deliver it to the edge of your delivery radius and then just like...
I mean, if you want to meet me at the edge of your delivery radius, that's fine. At the edge of our delivery radius. There is an episode of Seinfeld that is about this very thing.
All right. Well, let's do it. What is the edge of your delivery radius?
Just the greater Los Angeles area.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. See you at the delivery radius.
Hawaiian pizza, please.
No, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. All right. So we did it.
We did it. I'm sorry it took me so long to remember how good Enlightenment was. That's on me.
So I'm tired after that. So let's take a quick break and we'll be back with, I don't know, final thoughts?
Okay.
Howdy. Listen up. I am talking. Now, the question of the hour is, who's got a Doctor Who podcast? Answer, we do. Next question, who's listening to it? Answer, you are. If you're sitting up there in your silly little spaceship and you've got any plans to listen to a Doctor Who podcast, just remember who's standing in your way. And then, do the smart thing. Listen to Earth Station Who, right here on the ESO Network.
We're back. Tony, do you know what time it is?
I'm going to take a nap. It is.
Why did I even let you do this? Why did I even... Why can't we just... Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You ask me the question.
I know. I did this to myself. I didn't even do this in the last special. We just... We're like, what are our thoughts on five as a whole? And I, for some reason, gave it a special title in our my outline.
We could have just come back from the break and you could just be like, well, it's time for final thoughts. And there would be no opportunity
any
bit of nonsense.
What did you just say?
When?
Just now.
I said there'd be no opportunity before for that. Any bit of nonsense.
No, before that.
Before what?
Before you said that. before you said the nonsense thing?
I think I said you did this to yourself.
What did you say after that? You said I could have said what?
Yeah.
No. What? Hey, Tony, what time is it?
It's time for final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
So, let's just give our final impression of the doctor.
You want me to give my final thoughts?
Yeah. I have a couple of specific questions, too. Were there any, like, monsters or creatures that you found particularly interesting? Like, villains and whatnot? Aliens?
I mean, the Mar is pretty great as, like, a concept.
That first thing looked kind of hokey. The second one looked better.
Yeah, I mean, the actual design isn't, like, great, but, you know,
the ideas and the concepts.
Yeah. I like the Sparkle Robot. I mean, like, looking at GIFs, that was one thing that I remember being like, this guy's neat. And it being in the same episode of something that's so bad is really kind of funny to me.
Yeah, the Terra Lentils were awful.
Just awful.
Merkurt's got a booty.
I wish I liked the Black Guardian more than I do.
He's not really the actor's doing well enough. It's just, I mean, Turlo's doing well enough. It's just repetitive. Just,
yeah, there's not enough story.
And it's hard to take a man with a bird on his head seriously.
I mean, that's the part that I like. I like how goofy he is.
I mean, we got a shit ton of the Master.
Yeah.
He's whatever. He's great when he's tiny. I love the Malice in the Wall. Oh, God, it was so cool.
The Malice in the Wall, but also, like, the Gargoyle in the TARDIS.
That vomits.
Oh.
God, this is a gooey era.
So gooey.
I don't know if there's anything else that, like, particularly stood out to me. Yeah. Davros was an improvement, I think, over the last Davros.
Yeah.
There was an entire season that was a return of older concepts or whatever. It's like, we're bringing back something. So you had Omega, the Brigadier. I think the Black Guardian was the one that counted in Enlightenment. I don't remember. Bunch of those. Like, I think they were trying to do a Key to Time season. They had the Black Guardian trilogy. And I feel like all of that failed. Other than Snake Dance. Snake Dance was really good. I mean, some of those episodes were good in themselves. But the concept of the season and the concept of the trilogy didn't work at all. Like, the idea of bringing stuff back, they half-assed it. And the Black Guardian trilogy was way too drug out. You have any other thoughts about Five in general? How would you compare him to previous Doctors?
I don't like ranking Doctors, but I will say he spends a lot of time being a lot more passive as far as Doctors go. It's weird because I can definitely tell that, like, performance wise there's a lot of things that, like, Tennant does that like makes it very clear that, like, he likes this era a lot. But if I had to compare 5 to a New Who Doctor, it would actually be 13, in that, like, they sometimes don't seem like the main characters of their show. And while they're, like, the nicer Doctors, when you're actually paying attention to them, they're actually kind of assholes.
A little bit. I think I agree, like, the fact that, like, they feel like they're not the main character, specifically, like, comparing him with Jodie. But they're both doing they're doing a good job.
Absolutely, yeah.
They're just not always given great scripts.
I don't have any complaints about performance.
No, I don't either. It's interesting you say that, because I just thought, like, there's some controversy over this newest episode with 13 destroying a TARDIS very kind of casually. And that's something that 5 did. He killed Chameleon.
Yeah.
That's an interesting parallel, I feel like. I don't know if I doubt it's intentional. But yeah, I don't like how passive he is, though. And he stops being passive in this, specifically in the last season. And occasionally here and there.
A lot more fun to watch.
Yeah. When he gets to be the Doctor, he's fun. And there's a couple of times when he doesn't get to be the Doctor and they play it for comedy,
and
that
great.
Works too.
Yeah.
But sometimes he's just there and that's no fun, but he's fun and I like him. I like Peter Davison. He's definitely not my top ranking Doctor, but I don't think he's my bottom ranking Doctor either. He's better than 3. Do you have any predictions about the 6th Doctor?
No.
Do you think you're going to like him? Do you think you're not going to like him? Here's the thing. I liked his first scene, so I want to like him. And I know a lot of people don't. I think I'm going to like him. I'm going to say he's going to be great. His first serial is going to suck, and I think after that he's going to be great.
I think he's going to be okay.
You don't think he's going to be great or bad?
No.
What about Perry? Do you think Perry's going to get better?
I don't think Perry's going to get better. No, I think she's going to be at this level the whole time.
Do we get other companions with 6? I think we do.
I have no idea.
I think we're going to get another companion, and it's going to be better. That's my prediction.
I hope so.
It's going to be short, too. It's not a lot of it. So we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping it's not the worst, because I've heard it's the worst. but I don't want it to be the worst. But I think that wraps it up. Before we go, is there anything we need to plug?
Please watch The Unseen World. Episode 2's airing now. You can watch it at watchheartlandtv.com or possibly airing in syndication on a station near you. I don't know. I don't know who bought it. I just know that people did.
If you got Heartland, it's on Heartland.
It's on Heartland, and I don't, like, it might be running on your local CW. I don't know.
I think this episode goes up early February. I don't know how many episodes will be out by then, but...
At least 4.
Wow. There's at least 4 episodes.
Yeah. So please give that a watch. I'm really proud of the stories that we did this season. I'd appreciate it.
You can follow Tony on Twitter at FWDPWR, Ford Power. You can follow me at Minty Pineapple. You can follow us at Watch Your Ass. If you liked this episode of the podcast, you can check out more on WatchYourAssalon.com. You can also give us a review on iTunes. That'd be nice. And if you'd like to help us out, you can become a Patreon patron at patreon.com/watchathon. Or you can find our Amazon wish list at watchyourassalon.com/support. And you can sponsor an episode of the podcast by purchasing a DVD or Blu-ray for us. We'll mention you on the podcast and put your name on our Friends of Rassalon page. Speaking of, I want to give a special shout out to all of our patrons, because I like doing that at the end of a Doctor era. And I want to say special thanks first off to our newest patron. We haven't shouted your name out on the podcast yet, so we're about to do that right now. Hello, and thank you to Kaylin.
Yay! Thank you.
You can check out their Instagram at instagram.com/KaylinDoesArt. That's C-A-I-L-E-N does art. Next off, I want to say thank you to Zoe Allen Wickler.
Thank you.
You can check them out at Indigo, I-N-D-I-G-O, I-S-E-A-U. I don't know how you pronounce that. IndigoIsZao.tumblr.com. I want to give a special thank you to Brie Castellini.
Thanks.
Check them out at BrieCastellini.com or Brie's Own World on various social medias. I think she does a podcast with Christine Cherry, that pizza delivery person from earlier. It's called Burn Noticed. You can listen to that or whatever. Special thank you to Steve Conway.
Thanks.
Check him out at twitter.com/Steve Conway. Special thanks to Elliot Cooper.
Hey, thanks, Elliot.
DocWithTardisFez.tumblr.com. Special thanks to Ben Cowdell.
Thanks, Ben.
You can check out his YouTube, which is Doctor Who 50 Years Ago. I don't have a link for that. Why don't I have a link for that? It's fine. Just search YouTube Doctor Who 50 Years Ago. Special thanks to the ESO Network, who were part of that network.
Thanks.
Check them out at ESONetwork.com. Special thanks to Stephen G. Evans.
Thanks.
Special thanks to Ray Friesen.
Thanks, Ray.
RayFriesen.com. Special thanks to Matt Golden.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
Golden.
MatthewGolden.net. Special thanks to Brad Heath. That's my dad.
Thanks, Brad.
Check him out at facebook.com/brad.heath.5437. Dad, get a better URL. Special thanks to Hope Heath.
Thanks, Hope.
facebook.com/hope.hortonheath. Special thanks to Felicity Cousinets.
Thanks, Felicity.
She's a guest on the podcast before, and you can check out a podcast she works on called The Flopcast. Special thanks to Lily.
Thanks, Lily.
bisexualbrigadier.tumblr.com. Special thanks to Ian McLean.
Thanks, Ian.
Special thanks to Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa.
malicerewatchesdoctorwho.tumblr.com. Special thanks to Jason Perry.
Thanks, Jason.
Special thanks to Rachel S.
Thanks, Rachel.
Special thanks to Carrie Varner.
Thanks, Carrie.
Patreon.com/Carrie Varner. That's CarrieVarner. Thank you so much. You make this podcast possible. And last but not least, special thanks to Vincent E.L. for providing us with our theme song.
Thanks, Vince.
Check them out at soundcloud.com/VincentEL or VincentEL.bandcamp.com. And tune in next time when we start talking about the Sixth Doctor, Colin Baker, in his first serial, last serial of this season, The Twin Dilemma. Until then, keep calm and wrestle on.
Goodbye, and I love you in a platonic parasocial way.
Mustache.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.